It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, September 30th, 2021. Today is the birthday of Romanian-born Jewish writer Elie Wiesel, whose works provide a sober yet passionate testament of the destruction of European Jewry during World War II. His early life spent in a small Hasidic community in the town of Siget, where he was born in 1928, was marked by prayer and contemplation. In 1940, Siget was annexed by Hungary, and although the Hungarians were allied with Nazi Germany, it was not until the Germans invaded in March 1944 that the town was brought into the Holocaust. Within days, Jews there were defined and their property confiscated. By April, they were in a ghetto, and on May 15th, the deportations to Auschwitz began. Wiesel, his parents, and three sisters were deported. He and his father were sent to Buna Monowitz, the slave labor component of the Auschwitz camp. In January 1945, they were part of a death march to Buchenwald, where his father died on January 28th, and from which Elie was liberated in April. After the war, he settled in France, studied at the Sorbonne, and wrote for French and Israeli newspapers. He came to the United States in 1956 and was naturalized in 1963. He was a professor at City College of New York for 4 years in the early 70s, and from 1976 onward, he taught at Boston University, where he became Andrew Mellon Professor in the Humanities. During his time as a journalist in France, Wiesel was urged by the novelist François Mauriac to bear witness to what he had experienced in the concentration camps. The outcome was his first book, And the World Has Remained Silent, abridged 2 years later as Night, a memoir of a young boy's spiritual reaction to Auschwitz. It is considered by some critics to be the most powerful literary expression of the Holocaust. His other works include The Town Beyond the Wall, a novel examining human apathy, A Beggar in Jerusalem, which raises the philosophical question of why people kill, Evil and Exile, The Forgotten, and All Rivers Run to the Sea, among others. All of his works reflect in some manner his experience as a survivor of the Holocaust and his attempt to resolve the ethical torment of why it happened and what it reveals about human nature. He became a noted lecturer on the sufferings experienced by Jews and others during that period, and his ability to transform this personal concern into a universal condemnation of all violence, hatred, and oppression was largely responsible for his being awarded the Nobel Prize for Peace. In 1978, U.S. President Jimmy Carter named him chairman of the President's Commission on the Holocaust, which recommended the creation of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. He also served as the first chairman of the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Council. He died on the morning of July 2, 2016, at his home in Manhattan, aged 87. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch paid tribute to him in a speech on the Senate floor the following week. With Elie's passing, we have lost a beacon of humanity and hope. We have lost a hero of human rights and a luminary of Holocaust literature. Elie Wiesel's great crusade for enlightenment has not ended, it seems. In 2018, anti-Semitic graffiti was found scrawled on the house in which he was born. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 30th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.